Myers Park was supposed to have been the answer to East Mecklenburg, see, uh-huh. because at that time you had the city and the county system.
Oh, okay.
And then in 54, they built West Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
And West Charlotte was the answer for those two schools for the blacks.
Uh-huh.
And it was a award-winning school.
Mm-hmm.
And you had this guy from the news, Rand Norton. I guess Rand is about 90 years old now.
Uh-huh.
But he's a good old Kiwanian.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out and did a story on this fine high school for blacks, so to speak. And J.D. Morgan, he was superintendent of, he was a assistant superintendent for the county. And you had Dr. Garinger and I can't think of the associate superintendent we had for the city school system. But J.D. Morgan had got this specialist, a black reading specialist. Her name was Miss White for the county. And Dr. Garinger had gotten this Miss Stiles specialist
mm-hmm.
for the blacks in the city to correspond to what they had in the white schools.
Mm-hmm.
And prior to integration, I know it's, they were testing then, and prior to integration, I think blacks, it was just maybe a year's difference
mm-hmm.
in the blacks and the whites.
Mm-hmm.
But then after integration, then things went the other way. A good example, see, now prior to integration, we didn't have a smoking place for mm-hmm. blacks. We didn't provide that in the black schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now we knew that we had some kids that smoked, and then we had some teachers that smoked. And as a rule, if when we was down at the where Northwest is, if you smoked, we'd come out on the street there and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they integrated the schools at West Charlotte, and we had to designate a smoking area and to see, you'd see all them little white kids, they had been smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And you see them little black kids come out there and try to smoke like the white kids.
Uh-huh.
They didn't even know how to hold the cigarettes, yeah. Half of them. And to me, I don't know, that was the thing that concerned me. If you pick up the good things from each other, it would be nice. But look like they don't do that. They pick up the frivolous things.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, I don't know, it's just one of those things. I used to observe the students, you know. You go to any school, you see cluster grouping.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be all white or all black, mm-hmm. Integrated. It doesn't make any difference. You're going to see that cluster grouping. And when you observe those clusters, I think it's an educational experience for you or anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to, I was at Carmel. We had orientation. I'd always take the activity bus and take the white teachers. I'd take the teachers out and let them see their attendance area.
Uh-huh.
And I'd stop in those at different places.
Mm-hmm.
And at East Mecklenburg, I let the teachers see where the kids were coming from, period.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important. They don't do it now, but I think they're missing the boat when they don't provide the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then the thing that I used to do, each teacher had a home room.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, I'd home room, you'd have anywhere from 28 to 32 students in your home room.
Mm-hmm.
And during that orientation period, I'd say to the teachers, I said, we don't have enough phones in school for each teacher to have an individual phone. I said, but Miss So-and-so, I said, I want you to, you don't have to come to school tomorrow, I said, but I want you to contact as many of those 32 people as you possibly can and let them know that you're their teacher and how they're supposed to. I still think that's important.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To know your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And your parents to know you and how to contact you.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you do those things, I think you're going to have a successful year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But,
Did that get harder during integration because students were coming from further away and teachers were coming?
I still used it at East Mecklenburg.
Mm-hmm.
I know I used it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we were all black, it wasn't a problem for the separate. I know when I came to Charlotte, I went to several churches.
Mm-hmm.
I went to 7th Street Presbyterian Church. I went to First Baptist Church West. I went to several of them. But I went to Greenville because when I went over to Greenville that Sunday, I was teaching industrial arts.
Mm-hmm.
When the kids would come to class, you talk to them and ask them what church they belonged to.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go to the church where my students were coming from. I wanted to meet their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up going to Greenville. You had a lot of teachers. They'd go to Grace and they'd go to First Baptist West and Friendship. But I selected the church that my students, I want to meet their parents, and so I did. And I'd see the parents, and I said, Miss So-and-so. In fact, I see them at church now, former students. They thank you for what you did for them.
Mm-hmm.
See, but I would call, if a kid didn't do, and especially the girl, I said, I'd call their parents,
mm-hmm.
and the parents appreciated it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think I couldn't see any difference in white parents were just as appreciative,
mm-hmm.
as black. I mean, black parents were just as appreciative of knowing about their kids as all parents. Mm-hmm. They were the same way.
Mm-hmm.
I remember at Billy Brannan. Boy, he had a lot in common. I was determined that he was going to be a Mohead Scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to make sure that he was able to talk to that male white between 30 and 40 years old. And I called Dr. Whatchcoming down at Central Piedmont, and I called Sid Spence at the News and Jim Babs out at WBTV, and I said, Jim, I said, I got a student I'd like for you to take out for lunch. And Sid Spencer would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Dr. Duran, I'd call him and tell him to take those kids out because you take that young white student, they've talked to their daddy, and maybe one or two friends, but they need to talk to some of our intellectuals. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Witt's coming down at Central Piedmont. I'd call him, and that's the reason I had Mohit Scholars, mm-hmm. because I want to give those students that exposure, mm-hmm. and talking to that. So you take a little black kid, I mean, you throw him to the wolves. He hadn't talked to, been out with, and the white kids, I mean, it's no difference between them. There's certain experiences that they need. Mm-hmm. And I think it's up to you as an educator to provide those experiences for them, mm-hmm. and the parents they agree with. I tell you something else. Now, I know I've always been a conservative person because I was there at East and even at West Charlotte. See, back in the late 60s and early 70s, that's when y'all had all these so-called freaks where they, anything goes. They'd wear shorts and they'd have jeans and they'd cut them off then and they'd have them frayed and then they'd have patches in the wrong places and all that stuff. And so I got a group of students together, and I started off the seniors. I said, "You're seniors in high school." I said, "I truly believe that once you get to be a senior, there should be certain privileges for you." Mm-hmm. And they agreed. They agreed. I said, "But I need your help in securing these privileges." And so they would list the things, and the things that they listed, I agreed with it. I said, "But I can't do it by myself." And I left, and I went to the juniors. I said, "You're a junior this year." I said, "But next year you're going to be a senior." I said, "And this is what the seniors think that they should have." I did the same thing for the sophomores. Mm-hmm. And they would ask questions, but they would end up agreeing. Mm-hmm. That, and for 10 years at East Mecklenburg, at least the last 9 years I was there, the only people that could wear shorts would be seniors. Mm-hmm. It was a senior privilege. Mm-hmm. And it was something that the students agreed on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it had to be announced a week in advance. And it was that seniors would be wearing shorts at such and such a date. Mm-hmm. Nobody, and they would wear those shorts. And I said to them, I said, "Now, we ain't going to have none of them things where you..." I had one or two parents came over there. They won't know why. I said, "No." I said, "I don't let them wear shorts." I said, "This is why." And I'd show them. Mm-hmm. See, because you'd have some of them, I mean, they take things to the extreme.
Right.
And right. I didn't believe in that. And then I didn't believe. See, we had personal issues and drive ahead. Mm-hmm. And take personal issues. I'd always pick out those kids that were going to turn 16 in September and October. I'd start them off and drive as it, personal issues. But they'd be in personal issues and drive as it for 9 weeks. In the 10th week, they'd have their driver's license. And the 11th week, they'd have a car, and one or two of them was dead. Mm-hmm. So I went to Jim Babbs, Stuart Spencer, PTSA board. And I told them, I said, "Listen," I said, "every 13 or 14 days after the first 9 weeks of school, I was losing a student. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm losing a student. I said, it's always a white male. Mm-hmm. Now and then it's a white female. Mm-hmm. I say, sophomores don't have any business driving. And the help of them plus the PTSA board, I presented it to them. I say, every 13 or 14 days, I say, I take Miss Ledford. I say, and we go to a funeral. Mm-hmm. I say, and 99 times out of 100, it's a white one. Mm-hmm. I say, it's very seldom. I say, we don't go to 2 black funerals a year mm-hmm. by accidents. I say, they don't. And so we came up with a policy there at East Mecklenburg. We didn't allow sophomores to drive cars, period. Mm-hmm. The only time they could drive, it had to be an emergency. They had to bring a statement from home with their doctor, and then it had to be checked on by Nick Miller. He was a lawyer out of Matthews. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way they could drive. And old Fountain Odom, he's state senator now, he had kids out at Olympic. And I know he and the people, Jim started something out there. He said something to me. I said, my first loyalty is to the students and the parents of East Mecklenburg. Mm-hmm. I said, now what you do or what you don't do at Olympic, I said, it doesn't matter to me. Mm-hmm. I said, but at East Mecklenburg, I said, I don't want any kids that's just turned 16 to drive anything to school, period. Mm-hmm. I said, because they're getting killed. Mm-hmm. I never forget, that little boy came to me one Friday afternoon. And that Saturday morning, Jim Whittington called me and said, Pop, say we picked up a kid. And when I went over to the funeral home there, the man was back there, he had his head. His head had been severed from his body. And he had his head with one of them little sprinklers there cleaning the blood and the stuff out of it. Mm-hmm. And he had to go tell his parents. And I remember the night when I presented it to PTSA. They accepted it. Mm-hmm. I told them, I said, I get, see, if you worth your salt, you're going to get to know your students. I said, and I get to know them. I said, and he came to me, I said, that Friday afternoon, and said, Pop? I said, yes. He said, I'm not going to ever give you any more trouble. I said, you're a nice person, so on and so on. That next day, I'm identifying his body. Mm-hmm. And it's things like that. But I can fool you, but you can't fool a kid. They mm-hmm. kids, I mean, they know whether, white or black, they know whether or not that you're sincere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they look straight through you when they find out you're not. Mm-hmm. I say, no, you can't do that. I say, I don't want you to do that. Not healthy.
Well, I know I could talk to you for hours more. I feel like I've gotten just bits of all of your experience. I appreciate you doing it. I did have one more question, if it's okay. I was wondering when you became principal at these different schools. I know you were concerned about being a good principal and concerned with the students. Were you also thinking about being one of the first black principals at some of these
schools? No. Listen, that I resent that first black. I mean, okay. That's come up any number of times. Okay. But to me, I've always wanted to be a good person. Mm-hmm. When I go out and cut my grass, I try to have the, I want, I want my yard to look better than any yard in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And when anything that I do, I want it to be the best, period. Mm-hmm. I think I had the prettiest. Nobody had a prettier wife than I had. Mm-hmm. She was a beautiful lady. Mm-hmm. And I tried to provide for her. Mm-hmm. And I tried to provide her with all of the conveniences that any other person had, any other lady had. Mm-hmm. I did my best to do that. Mm-hmm. And I think the same thing is true. I'd say to the kids, I wanted them to be the best mm-hmm. in the state of North Carolina. And I want to be the best principal in the state of. I didn't want to be second to nobody. Mm-hmm. And I didn't hide it either. I always want to be the best. Mm-hmm. And I look at I was watching the game last night with some friends, the Bulls and the Jazz. And they were saying something. And I say, listen, Michael Jordan could play if the Charlotte, he could play anywhere, any way he played, he's a winner. Mm-hmm. And he don't want nobody around him that's not winners. Mm-hmm. And I've always felt the same way. Mm-hmm. I don't want no losers around me. Mm-hmm. I want to surround myself with the smartest people I could find. Mm-hmm. People like Barbara Letford. Mm-hmm. And I can name all those good teachers that I had. They smart people, and they had a contribution. Mm-hmm. And they followed through with it. Mm-hmm. But you don't take and go around with a bunch of losers. Mm-hmm. And I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to be associated with people like that. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was over at our church. We're in the process of putting down some new carpeting now. Mm-hmm. And we moved all the seats, half of it. I got to go back over there this afternoon. That's the reason I say from 1 to 4.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to remove the others and they're putting the carpeting down in the church. But whatever you do, you always try to. Listen, I'm one generation away from slavery. Mm-hmm. My grandfathers on my mother's side and father's side mm-hmm. were slaves. Mm-hmm. My grandfather had several brothers, and they had the same mama and the same daddy. But they had different names. Because as one of the daughters would get married, it'd be given to the daughters. Mm-hmm. And they would take that name. Mm-hmm. And my father finished about the fourth or fifth grade. Mm-hmm. My mother went back to high school. I came from a family of 10. Mm-hmm. All 10 of us finished high school. All 10 of us finished college. It's about 3 or 4 with PhDs, and all the rest of them got masters. Mm-hmm. And it was all because we lived. Our property was right here in Livingston College. Uh-huh. His farm was right there. Mm-hmm. My daddy was a blacksmith up at Anderson's mm-hmm. railroad track. But we had about 25 acres, and it was right next to Livingston's farm. Mm-hmm. And in the afternoons, well, my daddy would come home, and he'd come straight out to the field there. And especially this time of year, we'd be hoeing cotton. Mm-hmm. And President Trent, he would be coming down to the farm there because he had one of those Osiris, and he had a walking horse. Mm-hmm. And he'd be bringing the horse back up there, and he'd always stop. And he'd say to my daddy, he says, "You're teaching them how to work, so and so and so." And when he'd leave, my daddy used to say to all of us, that it was four boys, and we'd be out there. He said, you see there? He says, when you get an education, he said, you can wear Sunday clothes every day. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to wear these overalls. Mm-hmm. So you can wear Sunday clothes. And see, he said, you see there what an education will do for you? Mm-hmm. And I sure, picking that cotton and hoeing that cotton, I had enough of that. Mm-hmm. When I got to the point where I could go to school, I wanted to go to school. Mm-hmm. See, because I didn't, but now we still get the home place up there, and I go up there now, and I got one of the prettiest gardens you ever seen up there. But I got a tiller. In fact, I got two tillers up there, and I get a riding lawnmower, and I do all that stuff. See, now, in 88, we restored the home place. And then I had an aneurysm, and I was out in 89. In time we get to the point where we're really enjoying ourselves, my wife passed, and I don't know, I still get despondent, and I look around, and I wonder, but God knows best, though. He knows how much he can bear. But I don't know, it looked like the last 4 years. I lost a wife, two sisters, and a brother. And I'm 78 years old, and I'm still here. I guess it's God's will. And he left me here for something, I don't know. It's just one of those things. Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
I think that about do it. Is there anything else that you feel?
No,
like
ma'am.
Like
no, ma'am. Say? Anything that I can do that's going to be useful to you or our young people, that's what God left me here for.
That seems like a pretty good reason, it seems to me. Mm-hmm. It seems like you have a bunch to say. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that this project will do that, help.
Not a racist can get along. They can get along. But I look at Indian Pakistan. And sometime I wonder, I hope and pray God that we never get like that in this country. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at, it bothers me when they want to do certain things around here, but to me, it looks like I always thought we were serving the same God or the same, but they want to do some funny things.
Seems like maybe lately, if things hadn't looked as bright as maybe they did one time.
No, I don't know. But it's just one of those things. And I look at all the things. In fact, there's an article in this morning's paper here talking about the different presidents, how promiscuous they've been and everything. Uh-huh. But to me, I think it's, we should accentuate the positive and not the negative. Mm-hmm. You always have. Of course, if God made anything nicer than a lady, he kept it for himself. Mm-hmm. No, they're nice people. Okay. I can understand young men. Of course, one thing about it, when you get my age, see, father time and mother nature has ways of taking care of you. Those people that are doing those things now. Yeah. Can I get you something to drink now?